Should I get married? Should I be good? Astound the girl next door at my velvet suit and Faustus hood. Don't take her to movies, but to cemeteries. Tell her all about werewolf bathtubs and pork clarinets. Then desire her and kiss her and all the preliminaries. And she going just so far, and I understanding why. Not getting angry, saying you must feel. It's beautiful to feel. Instead, take her in my arms, lean against an old crooked tombstone, and woo her the entire night, the constellations in the sky. When she introduces me to her parents, back straightened, hair finely combed, strangled by a tie, should I sit knees together on their third degree sofa and not ask, where's the bathroom? How else to feel other than I am, often thinking, Flash Gordon soap. Oh, how terrible it must be for a young man seated before a family and the family thinking, we never saw him before. He wants our Mary Lou. Wait. After tea and homemade cookies, they ask, and what do you do for a living? Should I tell them? Would they like me then? Say, all right, get married. We're not losing a daughter. We're gaining a son. And should I then ask, where's the bathroom? Oh, God, and the wedding. All her family and her friends, and only in a handful of mine, all scroungy and bearded, just waiting to get at the drinks and food. And the priest, he looking at me as if I masturbated, asking me, do you take this woman for your lawful wedded wife? And I, trembling what to say, pie glue. I kiss the bride, all those corny men slapping me on the back. She's all yours, boy, ha ha ha. And in their eyes, you could see some obscene honeymoon going on. Then all that absurd rice and clanky cans and shoes, Niagara Falls, hordes of us, husbands, wives, flowers, chocolates, all streaming into cozy hotels, all going to do the same thing tonight. The indifferent clerk, he knowing what was going to happen. The lobby zombies, they knowing what. The whistling elevator man, he knowing. The winking bellboy knowing, everybody knowing, I'd be almost inclined not to do anything. Stay up all night, stare that hotel clerk in the eye, screaming, I deny honeymoon, run rampant into those almost climactic suites, yelling, radio belly, cat shovel. Oh, I'd live in Niagara forever. In a dark cave beneath the falls, I'd sit there the mad honeymooner, devising ways to break marriages, a scourge of bigamy, a saint of divorce. But I should get married. I should be good. How nice it'd be to come home to her and sit by the fireplace, and she in the kitchen, apron young and lovely, wanting my baby. And so happy about me, she burns the roast beef and comes crying to me, and I get up in my big papa chair saying, Christmas teeth, radiant brains, apple deaf. God, what a husband I'd make. Yes, I should get married. So much to do. Like sneaking into Mr. Jones's house late at night and cover his golf clubs with 1920 Norwegian books. Like hanging a picture of Rambo on the lawn. Like pasting Tanner Tuva postage stamps all over the picket fence. Like when Mrs. Kindhead comes to collect for the community chest, grab her and tell her there are unfavorable omens in the sky. And when the mayor comes to get my vote, tell him, when are you going to stop people killing whales? And when the milkman comes, leave him a note in the bottle. Penguin dust. Bring me penguin dust. I want penguin dust.
Is it pay out?
Went out, out, in, out, in. Yet if I should get married and it's Connecticut and snow, and she gives birth to a child, and I am sleepless, worn, up for nights, head bowed against a quiet window, the past behind me, finding myself in the most common of situations, a trembling man. Knowledge with responsibility, not twig smear nor Roman corn soup. Oh, what would that be like? Surely I'd give it for a nipple or rubber tacitus, for a rattle, a bag of broken Bach records, tacked Della Francesca all over its crib, sold the Greek alphabet on its bib, and Bill for its playpen, a roofless Parthenon. No, I doubt I'd be that kind of father. Not rural, not snow, no quiet window, but hot, smelly, tight New York City. 7 flights up, roaches and rats in the walls, a fat Reichian wife screeching over potatoes, get a job! And 5 nose-running brats in love with Batman, and the neighbors all toothless and dried-haired, just like those hag masses of the 18th century, all wanting to come in and watch TV. The landlord wants his rent, grocery store, Blue Cross, gas and electric, Knights of Columbus. Impossible to lie back and dream, telephone snow, ghost parking. No, I should not get married. I should never get married. But imagine if I were married to a beautiful, sophisticated woman, tall and pale, wearing an elegant black dress and long black gloves, holding a cigarette holder in one hand and a highball in the other. And we lived high up in a penthouse with a huge window from which we could see all of New York and even farther on clearer days. No, can't imagine myself married to that pleasant prison dream. But what about love? I forget love. Not that I am incapable of love. It's just that I see love as odd as wearing shoes. I never wanted to marry a girl who was like my mother. And Ingrid Bergman was always impossible. And there's maybe a girl now, but she's already married. And I don't like men. But there's got to be somebody. Because what if I'm 60 years old and not married? All alone in a furnished room with pee stains on my underwear. And everybody else is married. All the universe married but me. Well, I know that were a woman possible, as I am possible, then marriage would be possible. Like she, in her lonely, alien gourd, waiting her Egyptian lover. So I wait, bereft of 2,000 years in the bath of life.